This is Northwest News from KPLU. The state Supreme Court will give advocates another month to file responses to a recent ruling cutting off all public funding to charter schools. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes says the court's extension likely means state funding will keep flowing to the schools through October.
The court ruled just before Labor Day that charter schools can't receive public funds because they aren't overseen by elected boards. But charter advocates have been preparing motions asking justices to reconsider their decision, and the court has now given them until October 23rd to file their motion. State charter officials say until the legal process has run its course, charter schools can continue to receive public funding.
I think there absolutely is a way for the court to change its opinion.
Tom Franta leads the nonprofit Washington Charter Schools Association. Though an appointed board oversees most of the state's charters, he says justices overlooked Spokane.
They have on the ground an elected school board that is responsible for overseeing and holding a charter school accountable. And the Supreme Court's opinion doesn't seem to address that at all.
Franta hopes justices can at least clarify their ruling so the legislature could fix the law. But if public funding does stop, Franta says the Charter Association has already lined up enough donors to ensure schools can keep operating through the school year. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.